I have a man who almost has a smile on his face as Sheffield Steelers owner Tony Smith joins me in the commentary box here at the arena. Tony, how do you feel about watching this game, this period of hockey from your hockey team?
It's as good as I've seen ever at this arena. This is I expected it being a big night tonight. Last Sunday was great. It was fantastic hockey. But tonight, I really didn't know what to expect. They're a great team for Lunda, but the Steelers are matching them stride for stride at the moment.
Just give me your reaction when that goal went in. That moment for Levi Nelson.
Well, I'm in the box at the moment with Gunnar Svensson and Jerry Andersson. And Gunnar...
Who are two... Gunnar's one of the top Swedish agents in the world.
Yes.
Jerry Andersson, who's a guy who very nearly ended up as a Sheffield Steelers assistant coach.
That's quite right, yes. Now, Gunnar, 6'6", and a very big guy with hands like shovels. He slapped me on the back and then high-fived me, and my hand is nearly broken.
Brilliant. Also, good news for Brayhead this evening right now. They're tied 2-2 with Ingolstadt in their game. So take off that Sheffield hat for a moment, put on your Elite League chairman's hat. And this has been a really good Champions Hockey League campaign, hasn't it, for the reputation of the Elite League?
Absolutely. You know, I'm as proud as anyone tonight that we've got two teams in the CHL, the Champions Hockey League. You couldn't have said that 3 or 4 years ago, I don't think, and comfortably have expected any results. But for two teams to be tying in the Champions Hockey League tonight is an exceptional achievement.
Brayhead led that one by 2-1. Goals from Matt Keith, assisted Stefan Meyer and Alex Levitt, and Brendan Brooks, assisted by Chris Brutton. And then Thomas Kubelich was the man who scored the leveller there for Ingolstadt. They are at the second intermission like we are here. It's been a summer of transition. We've not had the opportunity to really speak, I don't think, on air since the events of the summer. Standing here on the 5th of September, did you make the right decision, do you think, in relieving Jared of his duties?
I think so. Don't get me wrong, Jared did a good job for the Steelers, and he's a nice guy, he's a great guy, and he was 100% Steelers. But unfortunately for Jared, I wanted more. I wanted more. Exactly what I wanted, I wasn't sure of at the time, and it's still a case of finding a way. But
you're a hard man to work for in that respect. you don't know what you want, but you are still looking for it.
Do you know what? There's no place for second place. You know, anyone who knows me knows that we have to give it everything. Mm. We have to do the best we can, not just for me and my family, but for the fans. I mean, look at these fans tonight. 4,256 fans here tonight, and they are absolutely ecstatic at the moment. What they'll be like in 20 minutes' time, who knows? But right now, they're enjoying some of the best hockey they've ever seen. And I think we've played a small part in that. We've changed the team, we've changed the coaching staff, we've changed the backroom staff. This is not the same Sheffield Steelers team that won the Elite League last year. And I don't just mean it in terms of names on a team sheet. I mean, the backroom staff is changed beyond all recognition. And that's something that we've been working hard from day one to get to. It's so professional, and the guys are buying into everything we're doing, and I'm hoping that they're going to continue with this type of form into the Elite League next week.
And I suppose the big thing is, though, if you want to change the backroom staff, that's going to cost you more money. If you want a fitness guy, if you want a more serious physiotherapist that's going to be here on an everyday basis, if you want somebody that's going to work with you on video. I mean, these things don't come cheaply, and for every penny that you're putting in to those positions, you're taking off what's sitting on the bench over there, aren't you?
No, it's not actually true that. We spend the right amount of money on the team. Whatever we've done backroom staff, and I've seen the comments, I've read the tweets, I've seen all the social media, has not affected this team one bit. Mm. Okay. We've not compromised on the quality of this team because of the backroom staff. That is extra budget that we've allowed for this year. It has to be taken from somewhere, so it's been taken from the money we make on the gates. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's how it works. Why are we doing this? We're doing this for one reason and one reason alone, because I want to see the Multipoint Arena full every Saturday and Sunday night. I want to see fantastic hockey. I want to see 8,000 fans. We're up at 5,300 last year, average crowd. We want to be at 6,000 if we can this year. It's a huge task.
What's your break-even figure this year?
There's no such thing, Seth, as a break-even figure.
Okay. What's the figure where you lose the money that you can cope with?
Well, we don't want to be down at 1,900, which it was in 2011. 2nd of July 2011, we took over the Steelers, and the first crowd, I remember it so well, there was 1,890-something fans in this building. The White House was closed off because it was cheaper not to clean the White House end, so they didn't use it. The north side boxes were closed because no one used them. Okay, so we had to change all that. I mean, if you look around this arena now, tonight, a lot of fans all using the full extent of the arena. All the boxes are nearly full, and that's where we want to be. Now I want 9,000 fans in the building. I know people are going to say, this guy's in dreamland. I'm not. I'm working hard every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to try and achieve that dream, and we'll keep going until we get there.
How's Paul Thompson doing?
Who's Paul? Oh, yes, Paul Thompson. Yeah.
He's the one you've not fired yet.
Paul's great. Paul's the guy I wanted. Paul's the guy that tells you everything. He tells you what's happening every minute of every day. And that's what I want to know about this club. I don't micromanage. If there was a level below micromanagement, then that's where I'd be, because that's how important it is to get this project right. There's a very fine line between success and failure in this business. And for me, Paul's the guy. He's not just the head coach, he's also the general manager. And Paul, he looks after our business for us like we look after the other side of it. And for that, you know, I will be eternally grateful. He's a good guy. He knows his stuff. He's so well respected in hockey. I've got two of the best agents in the country, in Europe, in the world, in our box tonight, because they're friends, personal friends of Paul's. And when it comes to finding players, these are the guys that step up and step out for us.
But when Paul comes to you and, you know, he will stand up to you, won't he? He'll tell you when he doesn't agree with what you're doing. How does that feel? Because that, in some respects, it will be a first in your time as an owner.
But it's good. It's good when someone comes and battles and says, no, I don't agree with that. Because what I don't want is people to fall over when I say something. I want people to come back with an argument that stands up. You know, if Paul wants something, Paul will stand his ground. He doesn't always get it. I don't always get my way. But we know somewhere down the middle there's a compromise that's going to make this team better. And that's what you're looking for right now.
It is exciting times being part of the Champions Hockey League. Seeing this, you didn't get the opportunity to go out and see the away legs. You were working far too hard for all of that. How hungry are you to experience it all again?
Well, I've said in my programme notes this week, we want this to be a regular thing. But the domestic league has to come first. We have to do well in the domestic league to get back into Europe. Take the expense out of it and put the excitement in its place. And it's an amazing league to be in. It's an amazing sort of tournament to be involved in. You know, we want to see more of this. I want these fans to understand that Champions Hockey League means great nights at the Multipoint.
How much does it cost you to be in this? Is there a figure? Because some people will think you're in the Champions Hockey League, that's your license to print money, because in the football world, that's the case.
Yes, it's cost us money. We haven't made money on the Champions Hockey League.
Five figures, six figures?
Five figures.
Five figures? Okay. Five figures?
Yes. A lot of money, Seth. But nights like tonight start to chip away at it. But you know what? You've got to take a risk. Nobody said it was going to be easy when we started this journey. And we're going to keep going. We're going to keep improving. I don't just mean the show, you know, the show where people come and see the screen and the balloons and everything else, the razzmatazz on the ice. The thing that really puts bums on seats is great hockey like tonight. And we've got to keep improving on the hockey. And if 2, 3, 4 times a year we can add Champions Hockey League experience into this rink, then for me that's a step forward in the right direction, and we'll continue to try and do that.
Who have you enjoyed watching out of the new players particularly? You know, or the old players?
They're so different. You look at the players who've come back from last year, they're not the same players. You know, you look at Robert Dowd, he's the old Robert Dowd that went to Belfast and scored 37 goals, something like that, in the season. You look at Mozienko, he's hungry for it. Jonathan Phillips, Jason Hewitt, these are all guys that are desperately... They so desperately want to make these fans appreciate them again. They're working harder than I've ever seen them work. In training, on the ice, off the ice. It's so, so good for them. And the new guys, you know, Duco, Fitzgerald, they're all great guys. And I think we're going to be lost for who's the best player this year.
How's this game going to go? We've got 4.5 minutes. What do you see?
We're going to come out and we're going to score 9 unanswered goals. Okay, so it's a dream. Do you know what? For Lunda, if they're true to form, they're going to come out and hit us with everything they've got in the next 5 minutes. We're now short-handed. There's 53 seconds left of this penalty. They're going to come with everything they've got. If we can hold off for that period of time, then I'd say that with this crowd behind us, then we've got one hell of a chance of putting up a good fight.
It's been a good atmosphere, hasn't it?
It's been absolutely amazing. You know, this crowd, when they get going, is so, so noisy. And to see that goal go in and listen, it was like Boxing Day with 9,000 fans in. Mm. And that's what happens on Boxing Day, in case there's anybody out there who doesn't know.
Are you a tiny little bit disappointed that there's 4,500 here rather than maybe 6 or 7, which you would have loved to have been able to show in the Champions League? And when you look at that attendance table, Steelers right now are maybe 12th, 10th, something like that. With a 7 or 8,000 crowd in here, you would be number one.
I think the thing to remember about tonight, Seth, is that there are no giveaways. There are no free tickets. You know, when we push the boat out, we have schools in here, we get the community behind us, our community project and partners, they bring the kids along, they love it, and there's none of that tonight. Every fan in here has paid full up money to come and watch the Steelers, and you have to say, okay, 4,000 plus, but tell me any other rink in the country that wouldn't be absolutely delighted with 4,000 plus.
With Belfast losing last night, it's an interesting time, isn't it, in the Elite League?
It is. You know, everybody talks about the bar being raised, and they write off the Gardner Conference, and I think that's at your own peril, because the Gardner Conference, look at Fife beating, you know, an Urquhart team. They all assume Urquhart are going to finish 1-5. Maybe Braid will slot themselves in at number 2 behind Steelers when we win it again, but fingers crossed. But you know what? Some great games coming to the arena this year. I think what I would say is get yourself down to the Sheffield Arena and see what ice hockey is all about.
Yeah, you could finish anywhere from 1st to 5th within the Urquhart Conference, and it would be very, very difficult to call right now. Just one final one. What's success for the Sheffield Steelers this year?
Success is bums on seats for me. And if you ask Paul Thompson, he'll tell you it's trophies. And if you ask the players, they'll tell you the same. But, you know, we have to look at the balance. I want fans to come out in the numbers, enjoy this hockey, because by far the best hockey we've ever seen.